Hey there, my DPC Story listeners. Marielle here. I'm thrilled to invite you to a game-changing event I'm hosting featuring Dr. Lauren Hetty. For the past decade, Dr. Lauren Hetty has been pioneering in direct primary care with her practice, Direct Doctors. She's kept her overhead to a mere 20% with zero staff, and now she's ready to share more of her strategies with you. That's right, folks. Dr. Hetty's practice has been booming, with four physicians joining her at her two locations. If you've ever wondered how to keep overhead low, streamline workflows without staff, and experience exponential growth, then this event is an absolute must. And here's the best part. Tickets are pay what you can. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to learn from one of the best in the biz. Reserve your spot now for our virtual Ask the Expert with Dr. Hetty, which will happen on April 30th. Get tickets on the events tab at mydpcstory.com and get ready to elevate your practice to new heights. Today's podcast is taking a bit of a different spin in that Ankit Vakasia is a pharmacist. Although the focus of this podcast is and will continue to be physician-led direct care practices, I find that featuring professionals supporting physician-led practices can bring value to direct care patients. That said, I want to highlight the fact that direct care pharmacies do exist, as you heard about previously in Dr. Gentile's interview, and as you will hear about today. Secondly, I want to inspire folks to reach out to their local pharmacist if they haven't done so already to see if direct care options are available locally. And if conversations arise with a pharmacist who might be interested in doing direct care but doesn't know where to start, this podcast can serve as inspiration and potentially guidance for direct care pharmacies in the future. So thanks for tuning in today, and now on to the episode. Direct primary care is an innovative, alternative path to insurance-driven healthcare. Typically, patients pay their doctor a low monthly membership and, in return, build a lasting relationship with their doctor and have their doctor available at their fingertips.
A direct care means providing a right medication on time, every time, with a cost effectiveness and with a better price and with more personalized service, according to me. I'm Ankit Vakasia from Best Care Pharmacy, and here is my direct care story.
Ankit Vakasia is a pharmacist located in Ramona, California, a suburb of San Diego, California. His pharmacy, named Best Care Pharmacy, is family-owned and operated, and while he does take insurance, he focuses on working with cash-pay patients and working with physicians who practice medicine through the DPC and direct care models. To help patients get the medications they need, he even offers door-to-door prescription drop-offs at patients' homes and is able to send prescriptions as well as vaccines to practices in California. He opened Best Care Pharmacy in 2020. Welcome to the podcast, Ankit.
Hi, Marielle. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to connect in the direct care primary world or the direct care pharmacy world.
Ankit, I wanted to start by asking you about when did you open Best Care Pharmacy?
It's been only 5 months since I opened the door. It's located in a small town, the suburb of San Diego, this town named Ramona, in California, in fact.
And before you opened your doors, did you have a different location that you were working at or running your pharmacy out of?
I got my license way back in 2018, almost 3 years ago. And I was with CVS since then. So I worked for 2.5 years with CVS. And I realized the difference between direct care independent pharmacies and the big box stores. Because simultaneously, I also worked at some independent pharmacies while I was with CVS. Because a lot of my family members, they own the independent pharmacies. So I could clearly see the difference. And that's when I decided to open up an independent pharmacy.
That's excellent. And that was one of the questions I had. How did you come to learn about direct pharmacy services and direct pharmacy care? When you mention the differences that you saw, could you share some of those differences that helped motivate you to open up your own pharmacy?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I mean, if you look at the differences, in fact, there are huge differences, I would say. First of all, I would say the customer service. That's the main part of any business, whether it be a pharmacy or a restaurant or any other chain. When I was with CVS, I would see like unsatisfied and frustrated customers walking up to the door. They don't get their medications on time. Sometimes pharmacy forget to fill it out, or there is like the cost like three times higher than the actual cost of the actual retail price. And I could see like a lot of patients who don't get the important medications or acute medications like antibiotics. Let's say they said, oh, hey, we didn't get. There was always a miscommunication between the doctors and the pharmacies and pharmacists, because I could clearly see that some of them just count the customers as just numbers, not like a person. So that's when I thought about opening up my own independent pharmacy and see if I can better serve the community, better serve the people. I can connect more personally with people and I can provide the care that they need.
Too often I see patients taking medications incorrectly because we do see that impersonal care from some pharmacies, not all, but some pharmacies, especially where it's more likely in the big box pharmacies. I see patients taking medications incorrectly and then negatively affecting their healthcare. Like, for instance, urinary tract infections and resistance, benzodiazepines and, you know, excessive drowsiness, hip fractures that I've seen because of taking medications improperly. That is so important that you are looking at the world of pharmacy and choosing to do personalized pharmaceutical care. In terms of your working with patients and providing that personalized care, can you give us some examples of how that translates in your world, in your business?
Sure. Like I said, at the CVS, I would sometimes notice all that matter for the big corporates is just the money and the prescription numbers. Let's say the patient has quit taking one blood pressure medication, like 5 milligram, and they have increased the dose to 10, they would keep filling that 5 milligram as well. Even though the patient frequently calls pharmacy and tells, oh, I don't need 5 milligram. My doctor has already up to 10 milligram. They would still keep filling it because they don't care about what the patient needs. All they care about the prescription numbers and the money. So that really demotivated me. That really made me upset that, oh, is it something like really important for the big box stores? So that's the only thing matters for them? No patient care, no personal care? That was the biggest drawback that I saw working with big box stores and working at an independent pharmacy.
In terms of your patients that you have in your pharmacy, what percentage of your patients are cash pay patients?
I would say about 20 to 30% people. And even I can give you some examples. Even the people who has insurance, I notice like most of their maintenance medications, insurance pays almost nothing. So their cash price is lower than their copay price. In that case, I would always give them a discount. Let's say I have many patients who are on their maintenance medications like metformin or lisinopril and all sort of stuff. And they pay like $15 at the store or the $15 at the copay, and whereas the actual price is $10. So I always noticed that because I could see how at my store how much insurance is paying and how much is the patient's paying. So I wasn't able to see that when I was working with CVS, but I could see it here. So, I mean, that gives me more opportunity to help people out in terms of the money and in terms of discounts.
Absolutely. And in this day and age, transparency of cost is so important. And the importance of that has become even more with the pandemic. What is your opinion on websites that patients are using like RxSaver and GoodRx, especially with you being an independent pharmacy?
Well, in fact, those are really good offers. I mean, I would say the GoodRx and other discount programs, they've been doing a pretty good job in offering a discount and saving patients money for the prescriptions and for the expensive drugs. I mean, sometimes they would not update the website, so they would look up the price, so $15 at CVS, and they would go to CVS and they would end up paying more. Or when they run the claim, it's more than $15. So sometimes that happens, but I mean, I would still say the discount programs and the manufacturer coupons are really good benefits for the patients.
If a patient comes into your pharmacy and is looking to fill a prescription, I'm assuming you have the time to spend with them to help them also price match for the lowest cost of a medication, especially if it's something where an insurance copay could charge them, you know, four or five times the cash pay price.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I've been doing ever since I opened the door of my pharmacy from the day one. I always compare the cost. I always compare even the drug that I buy from. And because of that, I have multiple wholesalers, the multiple drug suppliers that I contracted with so that I can offer the best price to the patients.
Now, Ankit, I want to ask you, on your website, you specifically mention over-the-counter products as well as Hispanic products. Could you tell us a little bit more about that offering?
Yeah, sure. I offer pretty much all the over-the-counters and all the Hispanic products. Like, there are some different brand names for the people who are Hispanic, for, let's say, the ibuprofen. I don't remember the brand exact brand name, but I have seen at CVS, and I can order the same for them because they're really specific about the products that they use. Let's say some Hispanic people, they bought it from Mexico and then they come back to the U.S. and they expect to get the same product here as well. So to satisfy that need of a customer, some of the manufacturers have started manufacturing or started, I wouldn't say importing because they can't import from out of country, but they started manufacturing the same product over here. And they can get it almost like three times less price than other any other big box stores. Let's say all the OTCs, it hardly costs us like $2 to $5, I would say. A maximum $7 to $8, some eye drops. And the same OTC, the CVS or Walgreens or right here or any other chain, they sell it like more than $15. I can clearly see the difference whenever I order OTC. So I have a wide variety of OTCs and Hispanic products, and I believe I can give a really good discount on that for the patients. And that saves a lot of money for the patients. It makes a huge difference.
This is why I think it's so pertinent to get your story out there, Ankit, because it is what you're saying is so similar to the direct primary care movement and direct care movements, in that, you know, medicine does not cost a lot to practice, especially in primary care. And by patients seeing that the prices of medicine are actually not that high is quite empowering for everybody, especially to give someone an option where their insurance might not be able to give them an option. How are you getting the word out about your pharmacy?
That's an important question, because in order to provide the best service, people should know that I'm here to help them out. I've been meeting doctors in the town or in the nearby town. Like I said, I live in San Diego, Pave. So it's like 20-mile commute from here. I can still deliver the medications over there. So I've been meeting doctors. I have been advertising in the newspapers, and especially the word of mouth. The patient comes in, I always tell them, hey, if you have any friends or family members, here's my card, here's my flyer. You can take with it, and you can tell them the services that I offer, and I can give them a better price and service.
One of the offerings that you also mentioned on your website, and I know that Dr. Dipti Mankor has been able to have her patients benefit from this service, especially down in San Diego, is the fact that you offer home delivery, like you just mentioned. Could you please tell us a little bit more about how that looks like with regards to when you get the prescription all the way to delivering it to the patient's house?
Well, I would take it as an opportunity. I wouldn't say it's a challenge for me. Like you said, the pharmacy that I have, I mean, it's like a town of seniors, a lot of senior people, and there are a lot of elderly people who live in this town. So some of them, they are homebound, they could barely walk, and some of them, they're like 80 years old. They don't know what they don't even know what they're taking. So in that case, the delivery is the main part. Also the compliance. Let's say I have some patients who can't pick up their medications on time. So if I deliver it to them, we can always improve the adherence and the compliance. So delivery is not just a service, but it also helps improving the compliance and adherence to the medications as well for among the elderly population.
What a service to provide these days, especially when people are, as you described them, you know, unable to do what people who are more mobile and who are financially able to even buy gas are able to do on a regular basis. As I'm saying this, I have four patients who fit that category of being financially or physically unable to get to the pharmacy. And it's quite a struggle. As a physician, I've had to drop off antibiotics, especially to one patient in the past because of inability to get a ride to the pharmacy. And the patient I'm talking about, the pharmacy is less than 2 miles from her house. So it can be life-changing for patients. So that's excellent that you provide that. How do you go about chronic care management for patients with diabetes?
Yeah, so diabetes, cholesterol, I easily send them a reminder to refill their prescriptions because I know sometimes they don't even know, as I said, what they are taking. So it's really important to make them realize that those are really, really important medications to them. So I send them timely reminders, even I call them, and I always like stay on top of it to make sure that each and every prescription of the patient has a refill on it. If not, I do anything that I can to get the refill in time. And I also educate them when they come in to counsel them about the differences between, because there are a lot of diabetes medications, a lot of blood pressure medications. Most patients, like many patients, they ask me, what is the difference between that? What are side effects? The counseling part. I always know, educate them that how important those medications are for them.
When you mention that you're able to remind patients about their medications or that you are proactive about getting refills, do you have a type of software or a program that you use to help keep that
flow seamless? Yes, I do. I have a digital Rx that I use for my prescriptions and that I use for like any sort of services the patients need, like deliveries and all the stuffs. And I also have a software named Prescribe Wellness that I'm signed up with. And they help me reach out to the patients. We always have to cover all the bases. Let's say if the patient's birthday is coming up, they would send them a birthday wish or they would remind me there to wish the patient that is happy. And also like their anniversaries or anything else. So that software is pretty good. I mean, they send a timely reminder for the prescription, not only the prescriptions, but also about the personal things that I have, like a birthday, anniversary, or anything else.
For customers who are filling a prescription as a new patient in your pharmacy, you offer things like a free glucometer. Can you tell us about how this program has been working for you in your pharmacy?
It's been working pretty good. I have told the doctors in town, and I keep telling the patients that if they have, because a lot of Medicare patients, they have a hard time getting the supplies. So diabetic supplies through their insurances, considering how difficult it is to bill to Medicare Part B and to get the supplies. So that made it really easier, I mean, for them to get the supplies in time and also keep in compliance to check their sugars regularly and to keep an up-to-date readings or to monitor their parameters. I also have like blood pressure monitors as well. Sometimes I offer it free to them as well.
Do you have blood pressure offerings physically in your clinic?
Yes, I do have it. I haven't implemented it yet, but I'm planning to do it in the near future. Maybe I would say within 2 or 3 months. I have the space for it. So the free blood pressure screening, I also teach them. Some of the patients, they don't even know how to check the blood sugars. And so I also teach them as well. I also demonstrate how to use the inhalers to them, how to use the different brands of glucometers.
And Keith, when you talk to direct primary care doctors or direct care doctors, are there resources or pieces of information that you share with direct care physicians that you want them to know to also be able to pass on to their patients?
The resources we have are like I said, the service is always the primary thing. And the only message that I want to give them is this any independent pharmacy that you think, I mean, they have all the resources, like all the wholesalers and all the suppliers, to order not even the medications, but other things as well. Like I can order the wheelchairs or I can order any supplies that they need and at a better price. So we have all those resources and we would like to pass on the resources to any direct primary care doctors.
Wonderful. That also extends to vaccines,
it also extends
correct?
To vaccines, like I said, diabetic supplies, blood pressure screenings, any OTC meds, any Hispanic products, any... It includes everything, any first aid, things like bandages, like sprays, pretty much anything that that is healthcare related.
And Ankit, for physicians who might want to, especially with you being licensed in California, reach out to you and take advantage of your services, specifically with vaccines, how would that work if you were shipping to someone, say, in LA or Northern California?
Well, I have been working with Halcyon Primary Direct Care for past 2 months. So I think it went pretty well. I just shipped my first shipment of vaccines to them. They just sent me an order to the e-scribe. I do have electronic prescription services. Those So they can send me through electronic service, they can call it in, or they can fax in the prescription, whichever way is convenient for them. And I bill it to their patient's insurance on their behalf, and I just ship it to them. And I was able to do it, able to do the overnight shipping for them for the first time. So that's really easy and the convenient way in terms of vaccines to give to the patients at the direct primary care office.
And do you administer vaccines in your
clinic as well? Yes, I do administer vaccines. And if they have any, I do, in fact, other injections as well. Like I have some patients who have some antipsychotic medications or antipsychotic injections. I do that in pharmacy. Let's say heparin, not heparin, but like enoxaparin injections. I do have some patients as well. I've been doing it in the pharmacy.
What about Shingrix?
Yes, I have been administering a lot. I've been doing a lot of shots of Shingrix in the pharmacy.
And Keith, if folks were wanting to reach out to you or learn more information, what is the best way to reach
you?
So
I'm here at the pharmacy Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They can reach out to me via phone or fax, or they can email it to me. My phone number is 760-440-0550. The fax number is 760-440-0587. Or they can email bestcarerx102@gmail.com.
This has been very informative, Ankit. Thank you so much for sharing about your direct care pharmacy and the offerings that you're able to provide as a local personable pharmacist.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Mariel. Thank you so much for connecting with me today.
We definitely need more people like you.
Next week, look forward to hearing from Dr. Jack Forbush of the Osteopathic Center for Family Medicine. If you like what you heard today, please leave a review and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. Tell your friends, too. For more information on this episode and much more, please visit mydpcstory.com. Also, for the latest in DPC news, check out dpcnews.com. Until next week, this is Marielle Conception.